You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The committee's inquiry is focusing on the effectiveness of the Racial and Religious Tolerance Act 2001 and whether it should be expanded to offer protections beyond those that are currently in place. Victoria's Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission says the current laws don't go far enough and is calling for current state laws to be updated to keep up to date with the hate that is being spread online. Commissioner Kristen Hilton says the laws only cover a narrow area. She also says the current penalties that apply are pretty low when compared to the level of harm caused by racial and religious abuse.
In fact, there's only ever been one successful criminal prosecution under the Act. So that shows really how difficult it has been to prosecute under the Act. And the penalty that was received with that successful prosecution was a fine of $2,000.
Ms Hilton says current legislation does not regulate well when it comes to online conduct. Beyond that, she says the test for defining vilification sets a high threshold that makes it difficult for people to prove hatred has occurred. Ms Hilton says because the threshold test is so complex, many members of the community are not using the law to combat hate speech.
So under the current Act, it only covers racial and religious vilification, and we think that's another one of the Act's current shortcomings. In fact, what we see is that hate-based conduct occurs or is directed at people who of a particular gender or who might identify differently. We also see it directed to people from the LGBTIQ and disabled communities, and particularly women. So we're calling for attributes to be expanded.
Members of the LGBTIQ plus community continue to express concerns about online abuse that does not meet the threshold for vilification. Maxim Thomas is co-convener of the Victoria Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. He told the parliamentary hearing that any changes to the bill need to take into account the growing reality of online hate speech.
When you go on social media, and I'm a prolific user of social media, you see a range of hate across multiple channels. There's disagreements and there's putting forward a point of view, and then there's just pure vitriol and hatred. Yeah, really distinguishing between, you know, what's harassment, what's freedom of speech, what's opinion, and what's just pure hate. And I think the focus is on the hate and how do we stop that? And that's what the discussion's about today and how that fits in law.
A group submission was made by the Human Rights Law Centre on behalf of GetUp, Victorian Trades Hall Council and the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. Monique Hurley from the Human Rights Law Centre says the inquiry is a unique opportunity for the Victorian government to make important reforms.
Hateful conduct is contrary to our democratic values and reduces a person's ability to contribute to and to fully participate in society as equals. And when hateful conduct is allowed to go unchecked, it can escalate into outright violence. The very real-world consequences of this have been highlighted by a number of examples in recent history, including the mass murder of 51 Muslim people in New Zealand by an Australian white supremacist just last year.
Hearings will continue at the end of the month. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.